Hi, my name is Liat Horowitz, and this is the Results Club podcast. One thing you must know about me is that I am completely obsessed with people. And mostly, I love helping people achieve extraordinary results in their life and business. On this podcast, I'm going to be interviewing some of the smartest and most successful experts and thought leaders out there, as well as sharing strategy tips, mindset tools, and motivational resources that you need to achieve the results you want. But before we get rolling, make sure that you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. And if you'd like to support this podcast, go ahead and give it a 5-star rating along with a written review. Our journey to success starts here. Welcome to the club. This conversation has been brewing for a very long time. I am excited to introduce you to and welcome my friend Maria Locker to the Results Club podcast. I know this conversation is going to be eye-opening and inspiring for so many of you listeners. Maria is the founder and CEO of Revolution Her, a media company that has supported over 60,000 women and youth worldwide. Revolution Her is so many things. It's a community. They have a flagship store carrying over 100 woman-owned businesses. They're a resource center, a magazine, a podcast, and so much more. I cannot wait for you to hear this conversation. Let's get into it. This conversation has been a long time coming. So I am really happy that we have finally made it work and we're sitting down to have this empowering, interesting, and important conversation. My guest and my friend, Maria Locker from Revolution Her. And I have to say, every time I see the title, Revolution Her, and the H-E-R is capital, I just feel that power immediately. So welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, it has been a long time coming. I've been following you for so many years and we've been supporting one another. And this is just, I'm so ready and excited. So thank you for having me.
Amazing. Me too. Thank you. Let's start with Revolution Her. I want you to take us through this. Can you please tell us about what this baby of yours that is now not just a baby anymore, how it came about, who it supports, and all the things we need to know?
Yes. So Revolution Her really is a product of just my passion to help other women. Honestly, that's just what it is. Our tagline is uplifting, supporting, and amplifying women's voices globally. Mm-hmm. So we do that through a number of ways. And I say we because it's myself. I'm the founder and CEO, and I have a business partner, Grace Moores. She's my founding partner. And so together, we own Revolution Her. And our job is really just to share the amazing stories of women that are around us in the community, that are across North America and worldwide. So, I mean, it sounds very grandiose, but it really started 14 years ago, which is ridiculous when I say that out loud.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I started, the original concept of this whole business was the Mompreneurs Organization. And I started that when my daughter was 2 and my son was 4. So to put into perspective, it's been entire lifetimes of just doing this incredible work. And it really was built out of a selfish need that I had. I didn't find myself represented in business circles. I wasn't being accommodated as a young mom. I didn't feel like I was able to go to chamber meetings at 7 a.m. for breakfast. And I wasn't able to do corporate luncheons or go on the golf course. And it just felt like I didn't fit in, even though I felt like a really great entrepreneur. And so that's really where it all started. Back in 2010 was just trying to get women together. There had to be more women like me. Fast forward 10 years, we were at around, I think, 30,000 women that we had connected with over the course of 10 years across all of North America. And it was time for a rebrand. I knew it was time to just kind of evolve from mompreneurs to now bringing and talking to women that maybe they weren't moms. Maybe they weren't even entrepreneurs. Maybe we didn't have to talk about work. Maybe we wanted to talk about menopause or cooking or whatever it was we wanted to. But the community that we built was always at that core. And so Revolution Her was born out of that sense of community, to just continue to kind of spread our arms wider for all women to feel connected, to feel important, to feel empowered. And that's where we are.
Wow. I love when you look back and you can basically draw a timeline from where it all began to where you are now. And I mean, you're not done yet. Like, where it's going to be is left, right? Is left to see. And so that is really remarkable. And I remember, what was that event that I came to? It was the Mompreneur.
Oh,
it was an event in Mississauga, I believe.
Yeah.
And Amber Mack was the keynote speaker. And I met Jamie Cohen there as well.
Yes. Amazing guy.
Yes. He happens to be like my son's bestie's dad. So then we connected over that. Yes. I don't know if I ever told you that.
No.
It's just amazing how when you go to these events, this is actually the perfect segue into my next question and our next talking point. You go to these events and you meet people that you have absolutely no idea how they're going to play a role in your life somehow, maybe even your business. And I say this to my clients all the time. There is magic in these meetups, in this networking, in these events, in these conferences, just in putting yourself out there, because there is a community out there that is waiting to support you. So let's talk about community. What do you think it is, especially for women, especially now, that really is so essential and necessary for us to like embrace in terms of community?
You know, I feel like community is thrown out there across all these different organizations. Like, yeah, we're building community. Community is really about feeling safe. You walk into a space and it feels like, I haven't seen you in 10 years, but oh my gosh, I'm ready to sit down and catch up. And just feeling that safety of being surrounded by like-minded peers. It really, for women especially, the world is sad and chaotic a lot of times. And there's a lot of negativity, but when you can walk into a room and feel positivity radiating and you get that vibration of women being excited, I always say it's almost like a high school reunion sometimes. And I've never been to a high school reunion. I'm going based on movies, but
just the ones that are in the movies, because I think some people don't want to go to their high school reunions.
The good ones. Yeah, it just feels like you're walking into a room full of friends. I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to get to, is just it should feel that way. And community, you know, there's a lot of people that don't have support from their partners, that don't have support from their families. Maybe they've, you know, immigrated and they don't have people around them, or they're in a new town and they have no idea who's around them.
Wow,
building that community is so important. It's what kept me through. I had community at my kids' schools when they were young, and then I had community of women entrepreneurs. And to be able to talk to someone else that gets you and gets what you're going through, no matter what it is, that validates you as a person who, even through the craziness that life throws, you feel like it's okay and it's going to be okay. And that's what I hope for all the women in our community.
Oh, I love that. The word that comes to mind as you're speaking and like I'm feeling it is the word welcoming. Like, you're just welcome wherever you are, whoever you are, in your business, in your life, in your family, age group. Like, it doesn't really matter. You're just welcome here.
Yes. That's our goal.
Love it. Beautiful. Well, you're achieving it. That's for sure. I want to talk to some of my listeners who are in the midst of building and scaling their communities on their path to building and scaling their business. And that could be their brand, that could be their offerings, their products, their services, all of those things under the umbrella of their community that they're building. What would you say is the number one piece of advice that you wish you had heard back in 2010 when you started building this community and then a business came out of it? Like, what would you say to them when they're in this building stage?
I truly wish, had I known perfectionism was completely ridiculous, I wish I would have known that failure isn't something that you should be scared of. It's actually the only way to move forward. Failing is like the best business lesson I've ever gotten. And I've failed at lots of things. Like, yes, we talk about all the successes and we talk about growth and numbers look great, but oh my gosh, do you know how many times I like put my hands up questioning, what am I doing? And late night cries with my friends and like, guys, this is so hard. I wish I would have known that failing would actually lead to probably the best decisions I've ever made in my business. Mm. You know, a lot of times, I don't know if it's a woman thing or I am a self-diagnosed people pleaser. I really am. And I like getting things right the first time. I don't like having to redo things. But what I've learned from just over the years about myself is that I work best when I'm constantly thinking up new ways. I'm constantly trying to evolve. Like 14 years is a really long time. If I was doing the same thing I was doing from 2010, I think I would be miserable. And I loved what I was doing in 2010. Don't get me wrong.
You have to evolve.
You do. And I don't think you can realistically do that properly until you've learned what's working, what's not working, and how you can tweak things. And those are just two opposing things that have to happen together.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we definitely speak the same language. This is so fun. Okay. I know that Revolution Her has a retail space. So my question is two-part. For all the people listening who are interested in the retail space, perhaps they have product, perhaps they want to open a storefront, perhaps they already have a storefront. First, just tell us about Revolution Her, the retail space.
It's amazing and beautiful, and I love it. And I grew up in retail. My parents actually, my whole family works at a bakery here in my hometown, and we're just celebrating 40th anniversary. So I've lived in this space all my life. But when I was younger, I saw how hard my parents worked. And I always said, I will never have a store. I'm going to be a teacher. All the things I said I wasn't going to do, I now do. And I was a teacher. But the store is really a culmination of all these years of building relationships with women entrepreneurs in our group. And it is a beautiful 3,000 square foot space. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it justice, but it is literally like you're walking into a whole different world inside Mapleview Mall, which is in Burlington, Ontario. We feature products from 100 women-owned brands. So we carefully select all the brands that we're going to feature, and you can walk into different sections of the store. So maybe you want to buy fashion one day, or you can go into our bed, bath, and beauty section or our home and kitchen section. I had a lady the other day that said, this is like the nicest, fanciest home sense I've ever seen. I actually took that as a huge compliment. Oh,
that's a huge compliment. Absolutely.
I love home sense. So, me too. You know, for us, it's really about when people walk in, we want them to feel transported. And then we hit them with, hey, guess what? You're supporting women owned in this store. And their eyes just light up. And so we get to tell the stories of the women behind the brands, why they started their companies. Unique things that, let's just face it, when you go shopping lately, there's really no connection to what you're buying anymore. And it's absolutely just a beautiful thing.
Especially with online shopping as well. Yeah. And the rise of that format. Wow, that's incredible. I cannot wait to visit. I haven't yet. So I will be there. Yeah, 100%. So let's talk to some retailers out there. Those who are already in the retail space or who are thinking about getting into it, do you have any words of wisdom or advice for them?
It's been a learning curve for us for sure. Even with I grew up in the family business of retail since I was two. Even with those years of experience, it definitely is a learning curve that for me, I don't know how else you can do it unless you kind of throw yourself into it. Retail, I think, varies no matter where you are. So my tips for where we are in Mapleview could be completely different if I was downtown Toronto or I had a retail space, you know, at the airport. So I think you need to really be strategic about finding who your main customer is. When you find that perfect customer, that avatar, and we've found it in Mapleview, we really have. We tried other spaces before. When you find it, you know, it's like, I'm even getting goosebumps saying it. Like, it just feels like everything aligns. You can see how this is going to work. My biggest, you know, in terms of strategy, you need to have a hold on your numbers. So as soon as you start hiring staff, you know, you're paying for rent, you're paying for hydro, you're paying for cost of goods, right? It adds up extremely quickly.
And it's ongoing. It's constant. Month after month after month.
It's constant.
But I love this tip. Yes.
It's such a cool thing to be able to look at your numbers and compare to previous months and see, like, we tried this. Did it make a difference? So we are constantly looking at our numbers. My other kind of bonus piece of advice, if you are able to, you know, do an in-person retail location, but kind of match it with an online location, Shopify. This is not a paid ad at all. Like, I'm just telling you, Shopify has been a game changer for us. They've been able to give us capital because they've been able to track our sales. They see that we're doing well. Shopify has been amazing. Their POS is clean and quick. So happy to chat with anyone. But
so you have both. You have the retail space and you're selling. Oh, that's so smart.
Well, we have all the products, right? Like, and here's the thing. We built a community. We're now over 60,000 women across North America. It's ridiculous, actually.
How do you deal with the shipping then?
We have amazing partners at UPS Canada.
Got it.
And they support our shipping. So we get incredible rates and we're able to ship all across North America. UPS Canada has been like a key partner of ours since the beginning. And on the flip side of that, we have some funding from the Scotiabank Women Initiative. They sponsor our store at Mapleview.
Stop.
They do. Yeah. So, you know, we're very, very lucky. We're pretty selective on who we work with. And those two partners together have powered this entire thing.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, we could go on a whole tangent about that because my love for Chris McMartin and the Scotiabank Women Initiative is like overflowing. And I actually reached out to her. I mean, this is not going to make sense in the terms of the timing of when this podcast episode comes out. But while we're recording this, it's a few days until your big event next week. And Chris and I have been like communicating.
Oh, good.
And in our emails, like, are you coming? Are you going on Monday? We'll see you. I'll hug you there. It is so key. And I think if somebody asked me something similar in terms of what made a massive difference to the growth of your business and vision, I would say it's finding the right partners to help take your vision and make it come to life.
Yeah. Wow. If we talk about the fact, you know, you said if there are members listening that are starting to build community, when you get to a point where you're sharing that you have 60,000 women, there are a lot of wolves in sheep clothing that just want to spam your database and just, you know, throw their content at you. And that's what I mean. We're very selective. It has to be the right fit. The number one cause for us is always supporting those women entrepreneurs and the women in our community first. So by no means are we just taking any partners who will pay us. Like, we're really careful. And I would say that's a really important piece for anyone out there looking to grow through some kind of partnership. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's the right fit. Because if you do all that work to build your community and then you lose them because you have the wrong partner spamming them, it's not something you want.
I totally agree. I never thought that events and retreats was going to be a part of my business. It was not a thought 5 years ago, but I followed an instinct and a need from my community, created Revival 0.1. So Revival, the first one, 4 years ago. And I have been able to grow it and bring the vision to life because of the alignment that I found in the strategic partnerships that I've chosen. Absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. There was no, like, you can't just partner for the sake of partnering. Sponsorship and money is not the way to go if it's not authentic and fully in alignment. So I am 100% on board. This is amazing. I would love for you to tell us, like, if someone is listening and they've never heard of Revolution or they have, but they haven't gotten involved, how do we become a part of this community? How do we get involved? What do we do?
So we get this question a lot because, you know, now that we have the retail store, it just seems like an easy fit. I can become a member. I get my products in the store. Easy peasy, right? But actually, we're so much more than, this is the insane part. We're so much more than the store. And that is a lot for us. But we have a print magazine. We have a podcast. We do an awards program every year. We've been running it since 2013. And those 60,000 women that we talked about, we are constantly sending out really good content. So wellness articles, recipes of the week, new products that will benefit their lives. And so the number one way we suggest for women to connect is really to explore becoming a member with us. So especially if you're an entrepreneur and you are looking for ways to get your business out to the masses, that's our job. That's our job, to tell your story, right? That was our number one mission, amplify women's voices globally. So if you have a product, it's pretty easy. You can apply to be part of our store and our online store, and all of that good stuff comes with it. But if you're a service-based business, you also have the benefit of having us share you as an expert in our community.
So maybe, that.
Right? Maybe for you, you're a business coach, Liat, right? Like the countless amounts of knowledge that you have. I mean, if I had to write all the articles for all the things that our members need, that's all I would ever do. That's impossible for me, right? I'm not an expert in everything. And so we really rely on our members to provide their knowledge and their insights to gain credibility, to gain that trust, that know, like, trust value. That's so hard to do sometimes, right?
Yeah.
It's a very cluttered digital world right now, especially social media and all of it, right? So we do our best to make sure, you know, if we're going to share information, it's going to come from the women in our community.
Oh, so fantastic. So this is what I'm going to do. My ask of you is, when we're done, you're going to provide me with like the links or the sign up information and then the store information and all the things, and even the application form for those who may want to apply to be featured as a service provider and or part of the retail space. And I'm going to put it in the show notes of this episode. Awesome. And I really have specific clients of mine or former clients of mine that I think 100% need to know what you're doing and should get involved. So this is just the beginning, I feel.
I feel so too. And honestly, like, well, you're going to be at that event in a few days. And yes, I'm sure this will come, this podcast, you'll be listening afterwards. But I think that's probably the best way to really feel that sense of, am I in the right place? Because it all kind of makes sense. You know, you come, you hang out, you can get that feeling no matter where you are anywhere in the country. But, you know, to feel like you're part of something that's doing something for the good of others, it really, it's what drives me to wake up.
I can see
every single day.
You're like glow when you speak about it. That is such a beautiful thing to witness. I cannot wait to see it and feel it in person. I am super grateful that we had this conversation. I feel like anybody who's listening and relates to or is interested by what we have spoken about, reach out somehow to Maria. Well, drop the information in the show notes below. Get involved. See if this community is something for you. I cannot imagine why it wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm just so grateful for your time. Thank you so much for sharing your special gift and your community with us.
Thank you, Liat. Honestly, this was, you know, when they say like you wait for that one amazing thing and it finally comes, it was well worth the wait. It's okay. This was really fun chatting with you.
That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Results Club. If you enjoyed it and found it insightful, I would love it if you could take a moment to write a short review, rate this episode, and even subscribe to The Results Club podcast. That way, other driven high performers just like you will be able to find it. If you'd like to find out more about how to achieve your ultimate results in life and business, head over to www.liathorovitz.com for information and resources on my coaching, upcoming retreats and masterminds, and so much more. If you're ready to see how coaching can help you, schedule a discovery call with me. I would so love to meet you and hear more about your story and how I can help you. See you next week.